Today, a 40-inch TV from my extended family comes to the table. The family first tried to have the TV serviced, but the service said it was uneconomical to repair and would cost a few hundred zloty, so we have the opportunity to experiment. The symptom of the fault is simple. The picture is very dark, especially on one side of the screen. Definitely, the backlight is damaged. The equipment itself is quite old. From what I can see, the 6400 series started coming out in 2013. So some 10 years old already, but maybe there is something to fight for. It's hard for me to show in a photo what the image looks like, but simply, the brightness level is very low. Although, something of the backlight is still glowing. We take a look inside. First, the screws. I don't think I need to check the power supply from the LEDs, as it's almost certainly some LEDs from the backlight strips that are burnt out. It would be different if the backlighting was not there at all. Then one might wonder if it is indeed the power supply, or maybe the strips. You could then use an LED backlight tester, trash TV, LED tester, LED backlight repair on a zero budget. Here, however, I assume that we don't have one. The fun has to be educational. So you have to get under the screen. The matrix has to be removed. Unfortunately, first I remove the tape and metal rails protecting the board from the matrix. I remove the plastic bezel. You have to be careful with the matrix, because one wrong move and the repair will be totally unprofitable. Then I removed the plastic border. It is only on the hooks. I did not take a picture of them this time. I also removed those white diffusion films. This is how I got to the backlighting. You still have to expose the LED strips because they are covered by a white film that reflects light. It is held in place by plastic parts that you simply twist 90 degrees and pull out. It doesn't break. This is how we get to the backlighting. The best and easiest way is to replace the whole strips. There are several good arguments for this. Replacing whole strips is simpler, no soldering required. LEDs can differ in performance between strips. Sometimes this can be noticeable. Even the working LEDs from the old strips may be running out. So if you do not replace the whole strips, the TV may come back to you very quickly. But there is also one argument in favor of the so-called carving. Viz. Costs. Buying a new strip costs money, and after all, you can flip the LEDs themselves from some old strips from another scrap TV. So let's try this more difficult way. We need to determine which LEDs are damaged. You can use a laboratory power supply in current limiting mode. This is because the diodes are current controlled. Here there is no calculated resistor to limit the current. Moreover, there would be losses on it. This must be a current-limited power supply. Connecting a normal power supply will not work. Too much current will flow, and we may damage more diodes. So, I set the current limit on my power supply as low as possible, only gradually increasing it as needed. Connected the probes and started testing. Indeed, most LEDs light up, but we have to work by elimination. It's not that difficult. My power supply manages to light up to 5 connected in series. ... I put crosses next to damaged LEDs. After removing the glass diffusers, you can see the damage to the LED with the naked eye. In addition, I also marked the polarity of the diodes, because here you can't solder them the other way round. Fortunately, I can trace with the paths where I connected the plus and where the minus, so that the others light up. The diode now needs to be removed. The diodes hold very firmly, and if you don't remove the strips, then the sheet metal also acts as a heatsink. I help myself with flux, and sometimes also add lead binder to the solder. It takes a bit of effort. The hot air station has to have the heating power to be able to cope. I have tested some of these stations, and not all are as good as they seem. Quiet, hot.